Good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And good morning. My name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
Hi, Jane Marie. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combo of Jane Marie or I or Phil or Kim are here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law, important things, sometimes humorous things, not very often humorous, but always informative, Jane Marie. And it's a call-in show. You can reach us at 518-476-5900. If you want to meet us in one of our 3.5 offices, that's right, a half office, Jane Marie.
Why is it a half?
Well, we'll get to it. So no. Albany,
what is a half office?
Saratoga Springs and Kingston, and now a half office in Queensbury. What's a half office, you ask?
I thought it was a closet or something.
But No. Well, it's a room without a bathroom, I think, is a half. A half bath is a room without a tub. A half office, guys, is we are in the process of constructing a Queensbury office, but we will start seeing clients prior to the completion of construction, meaning as soon as a week or two from now, we could start seeing people in Queensbury.
Sounds good.
But you will not be in the construction zone. You have to explain that. You don't have to wear a hard hat. Yeah.
You see what John's doing here? This is nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We could, but can we not talk for about 6 minutes?
You want to
listen to my favorite Christmas song of all time. Did you know that?
The Vince Guaraldi from?
Number one, Charlie Brown. Of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez. John. This is nice. If you want an appointment in one of those 3.5 offices, you can call us at 518-465. I can't even think. This is too much. 465-7581.
We love this time of year, though.
I thought, John, you were going to play White Christmas.
Oh. I like this better.
This is a lot better.
This is better.
I can't talk, John. All right, we got to do some estate planning,
all right, John.
I'm thrown off by the lovely piano. So I actually thought you were going to do White Christmas because it's going to be a White Christmas.
I don't know how much this is going to stay. It's only a couple of inches, and you know, it's probably
the high tomorrow is 18.
Yeah, I know, but it's going to, you know, the roads are going to get all treated, and there's going to be a lot of sand and. Salt and...
Well, I think where Jane Marie lives, her trees will all be white.
But yes.
Yeah, the trees and the grass will still be white. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right.
It's going to be very pretty.
What are you guys doing for the holidays?
We host, we cook, so...
So the boys are coming home?
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep, everyone's helping, everyone has a job.
What is all it?
You know, Jane Marie, your boys, maybe not this year, maybe not 5 years from now, maybe not even 15 years from now, but... when they do visit you during the holidays, they're going to start looking out to see how you're doing and how Mike is doing and how you guys are aging.
They already do that now.
Do they really?
If I forget where my phone is or my keys, they're like, you go.
Well, every holiday season, normally we talk about this before Thanksgiving. I don't think we did this year, Jay Marie.
That's right.
We talk about... the types of, you know, you're going to go check in on mom. Everyone's home for the holidays. Perhaps you have a sibling that hasn't seen your parents as frequently as you have. And they say to you, you know, during a football game or whatever, geez, mom and dad got old.
Yeah, that's right.
And you say, yeah, no, I've been here the whole time. Yes, I'm aware they've gotten older.
Yeah.
But there are things, there's signs, there's things in the house sometimes. There's little this and that, Jane Marie, that you can notice about how your folks or a loved one is doing.
That's right.
And they're not going to say to you, hey, I'm having a tough time with this or that. But there's little
clues. There's little signs, there's clues, and, you know, some things... we all of us have, but I think it's the accumulation of all of them, right? Like little dings on the car.
But yeah, well, so let's get into it. So dings on the car. What do you mean dings in the car?
Well, so, you know, there's always a point where your parent may not be so good at driving anymore.
Yeah.
And they don't want to give up their independence in driving.
Right.
And like you said, if you're not there driving with them, you can't really see it, but you can... kind of look around the car and see if there's scratches and dents.
Every corner of the car was scraped.
Hey, Dad, I noticed you kind of messed up your bumper there. What happened? And If he tells you what happened, well, then you know.
That's good. Then you're okay. But
if he doesn't tell you, or he says, gee, I don't really know.
Yeah.
That's scary. Yep.
Very scary.
You got to look into it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, that's a pretty important one, I guess, because there's a lot of damage that someone can do on the roads.
That's true. So that's an important one. I mean, you probably should also just get in the car with your parents and say, hey, let's just go to the grocery store and...
I would only do that if my side of the car had one of those brakes, like you're learning how to drive.
That's a brake on the passenger side, yeah.
I can't tell you the last time my parents were the drivers in a car that I was in. It must be like 20 years.
Oh,
crazy.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What other signs you got, Jamie? What do you think?
So looking in the house, looking in the refrigerator.
This is a good one, John. You know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Expired food.
Yeah, well, a good one is my mother would call me up and say, somebody left a glass of milk and a sandwich in the refrigerator, and it's not mine.
Really?
There's someone else around.
Who could it be?
That was a good sign, yeah.
That was a clear sign.
Yeah, very much so.
So the fridge could go a couple ways, Jamie. It might be full of spoiled things and expired things.
Yes, it could be.
It could be not full at all.
True. That's
right.
There could
be nothing really in it. And you're going to say, geez, Mom, what are you eating every day? Dad, what do you... Because we don't want the TV dinners nonstop. Those are...
Right.
Those are not the best, healthiest...
They could just be snacking on, candy or something.
And the Meals on Wheels can get stacked up somewhere.
Oh,
like
yes.
The back porch or somewhere
else. I've seen that,
Yeah, and that happened to me, yeah.
Similarly, checking out... I'm sorry, Jamie, what you're saying?
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, they should have a good system for how they keep their medicine, right?
Absolutely.
Do they have one of those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or their prescriptions that are outdated?
Right.
Are there kind of things here and there? Number one, it's not very safe for grandkids to be walking around if there's pills here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But
also
you want to make sure that the things that they have been diagnosed with, the things that they have been prescribed are actually being taken.
Right.
So they can continue to get better or maintain the status quo.
Right. Make sure they're all lined up in the pill box correctly.
There's, mail. I like looking at mail.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
First of all, what's going on? Are my parents getting scammed? Are they getting a whole bunch of, if you've ever donated $5 anywhere, Jamer, you pretty much start getting an onslaught of mail.
I do, for the rest of your life you get it.
But it could be, past due envelopes.
It could be envelopes that are not opened, so they're not even looking at the bills or the bank statements.
Second warning, third warning, Mom, what's going on with these bills? Because, our world is not black and white at all. It's all gray. And so maybe at some point, your mother just needs some help with paying the bills. Not a big deal.
Right. You could just step up with the power of attorney and help with the bill paying. So.
Let's go to the bank and add my name to the account to make it easier for you, Mom.
That's what I did. It was very easy.
Put me on the National Grid account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because that way I can call them and they're not going to give me a tough time.
That's actually impossible to do, but that's okay. So.
All right.
But that's, Mom could still be literally cooking the Christmas dinner and she still has her fastball cooking and all's well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some of the
but
things
the bills
they
are different.
They know from a long time ago, right? They don't lose that. Right?
That's exactly right.
Like the recipe for the Thanksgiving stuffing, they're going to be able to do that.
Yep.
And all of this is amplified if we lost Dad in the last year or two, or when it comes to making sure Dad's eating well, if we lost Mom over the last year or two.
Right. So if there's a fall.
Oh, of course.
Could be awful.
Well, so on that topic, this always was my favorite one because I thought it was so clever, and we read a list of these that someone had published, obviously. Marks on the walls by stairwells.
Oh, interesting.
So
if
they need help going down the stairs, their hands are going to touch those walls. And it's not that they have dirty hands and they were gardening and now we see a handprint. Yeah. It might be a little over time, the oils in your hand and stuff discolor things.
Yeah, and you do want to make sure there's railings on both sides of any stairway in the house.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and you said fall, and that's the thing that I think, Jamie, always changes the fact pattern. It's a fast-forward button.
It is. It really is.
If that's there's true. A fall, it changes the projections.
And that almost happened to me 3 weeks ago.
What happened to you?
You saw me limping around the office a little bit.
No, I just thought that's how, I thought you had a new walk. What happened?
That's not funny, John.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You fell?
A new walk.
I was carrying, so I'll sound like one of our clients. I was carrying a box into the basement and I missed the last two stairs. and fell and twisted my knee.
You are lucky that's all you did.
I know. Oh, yeah. Twisted my knee. It's getting better now, but I...
Does it hurt still?
Sometimes, yeah, it does. Yeah. So
you know, a lot of... Take it easy. I'm glad all's okay. A lot of people, especially in older homes, they may have their washer dryer in their basement.
Yep, right. We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which means... Yeah. That's the only way, you know, mom's going to go there every day.
Up and down every day. Yeah. We have our spare fridge in the basement.
Yeah.
I was bringing down the box from Christmas decorations. And I was home alone. It was in the morning. Everyone had left. I was the last one to leave. So I'm like, let me run this box into the basement. Wow. So if the worst had happened.
So you were able to get up. I was able to get up.
But I didn't have my phone with me, you know, so I would have had to crawl up the stairs if something happened. Yeah.
We had a Secret Santa yesterday, John.
And, at the office?
And now I know if I have Jane Marie in future years, I'm going to get her a life alert.
Oh.
Wait a minute. That was the Secret Santa?
Just in case, Jane Marie.
Just in case that happens again.
That is funny. Oh, dear.
So, listen.
I'm not doing it.
If you do check in on mom and dad during the holidays and you're seeing some things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe small little thing. You know, ask questions. There's nothing wrong. Don't be so proud to not ask questions. Don't be a jerk about it. You know, don't say, all right, that's it, Dad, we're taking your car away. Just slow down.
Right.
But it might be time to say, hey, maybe we should meet with Jane Marie or Phil or Dave and go through your documents again. Hey, maybe it is important that we are a little more involved in mom and dad's life. We're checking in on them a little more frequently now that we see... That over the last, 6 months, they aged 2 years. You know, sometimes that happens.
Right.
It might mean something, might mean nothing. But if you're not looking for these things, all of a sudden you're going to get a call because mom fell or dad fell in the shower. Or you're going to get a notification from Adult Protective Service because, something was called. Yeah. And obviously we care about our parents deeply and we want to make sure that, we know bad things are going to happen eventually. We don't want it to happen because they just weren't eating,
right?
Or these things that we could fix ahead of time weren't fixed.
You kind of walk a fine line between helping them and wanting them to be in control and be independent.
Right.
And so that's a balancing act, right? To see when the time comes that you have to do some things for them.
And again, it might be super little things and I'm hoping that, you know, if you're listening now, you already have your power of attorney. You already have your healthcare proxy. Maybe you have a trust. Maybe you have a will. Mm-hmm. But it's those you mentioned before, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy. That can fix a lot. That can say, I will handle this for you, Mom. Mm-hmm. I'll call National Grid when we have to. I'll take care of your bills for you.
Right.
And then obviously you can account to your siblings and make sure they're on the same page with you on what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Briefly, I had an example of that on this week of when you don't have that. And we always say if you don't have that, it can be pretty bad because you have to go to court for guardianship. And that's exactly what happened to these clients.
Hard to do.
Yeah, the husband had a type of dementia that progressed rather quickly.
Oh, dear.
And, was getting violent and had to be placed in the hospital. Mm-hmm. They can't find a place to take him. Mm. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, boy.
They have a long-term care insurance policy, which is good that it will pay for things, but there's no power of attorney. So they can't deal with the hospital, with the placement, with the policy.
Yeah.
And do we need to do a guardianship?
We're doing a guardianship. No, he's too far gone to sign anything.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, too bad. So these things happen, and this was a case where something happened very quickly.
What do you say, John?
Well, we can take a break if you'd like to.
Yeah, we'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show and Music Hour after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, Saratoga Springs, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany or Saratoga offices,
services.
Call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikian.
And my name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
John Gabriel.
I'm going to drive them crazy.
I can't. It's too good. We are in the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show. And in the first half, Jane Marie and I talked about a couple signs you might look for, Jane Marie, when you go visit your folks or a loved one who's getting up there in age. And it doesn't mean that anything is imminent, but it might be signs that you have to be more proactive. Mm-hmm. It might be slowly monitoring their driving, as Jane Marie mentioned. It might be making sure that the stairways are properly padded.
That's right.
And that, the fridge is stocked and the medicine is being taken, the bills are paid, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, go around the home and just make sure everything's fixed up, things they can't do anymore.
So, Jane Marie, I have a fact pattern I'd like to discuss with you because I've talked about this client more than any other client that I've ever had.
They should feel special.
They should. And so they are a client from 2016, so 8 years ago. Wow. I met them. Mm-hmm. And 8 years ago, we did a Medicaid trust for them. Husband and wife, they got a couple kids, grown kids. And he was still working and had zero plans of not working. Mm-hmm. But he was at 70 when I met him. Oh. Mm-hmm. And he was a half year away at that point, Jamie, from having to take distributions on his retirement, which was a pretty large retirement.
You're right.
And so the plan that we came up with was, yes, we're going to do a trust. Yes, we're going to put their house into the trust. Mm-hmm. But these RMDs, these distributions he has to take from his retirement, we said, let's take them, after you take them every year, throw that money into the trust. Maybe 10 years from now, there's a whole bunch of years of those dollars that you weren't using otherwise that are now in the trust and are protected.
Well, they're not all protected.
What do you mean?
So each time you put the money in, it starts new 5-year period.
Correct.
So some of them are going to be protected, some are not.
So in that 10-year example, the first 5 years of it is already through the look-back period. Absolutely, Jamie. So I did see them a couple years ago, and the reason they came in was because he had been diagnosed with some decline with his cognitive abilities. It wasn't quite Alzheimer's. It wasn't quite dementia. But it was the beginning. Mm-hmm. He's in a study group for it. And they did the right thing, Jamie. They were proactive to come in and say, what do we do now?
Right.
And I said, nothing. It's already 5 years since you created your trust. The house is in there. As it's turned out, they have not been adding money to the trust. But that's okay because they've been traveling and doing this and doing that.
Spending it.
Spending their money.
That's
which is wonderful.
Yes.
And Medicaid doesn't care when you spend your money. Fast forward to yesterday, they came in. And the question was, okay, it's now been another 2 years. We're still feeling pretty good, Jane Marie, but maybe, things are starting to happen slowly. And the big question was, at what point do we have the conversation about getting help at home?
Right.
And this is a really interesting conversation because he clearly doesn't need it right now. Mm-hmm. Like, he was leading the meeting. Mm-hmm. I was answering his questions. He had about 10 pages that he had put together, he and his wife, for their kids about what they should know. They had just done that. Like,
that's
he is sharp.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
He's still working a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Which is wonderful.
Great.
So they're, again, being unbelievably proactive. I wish everyone was like this. And they said, when do we talk to you about home care? What would you say, Jane Marie? How far in advance, or what signs do you want to start to see when you, where you finally will say to someone, I think we're in range of doing a Medicaid home care application?
So it's going to, well, first of all, you have to qualify medically. So you have to see some signs of decline in the areas that Medicaid looks at.
Right.
Right. So, of course, a cognitive impairment diagnosis that would get you qualified.
The fast track.
That's right. Or you have to need help with two of the six of activities of daily living.
Yeah.
So, eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring. So if you're at the point where someone has to help you with those things, but often we'll see clients where they need help before that. Like they may need someone to do the grocery shopping and clean the house and drive mom or dad around. So if you're kind of starting with some help like that, then you probably know the other type of help is coming.
Exactly.
And it has to, and I would say you need to give yourself a good 6 months to get Medicaid, community Medicaid set up.
Exactly right. I mean, we know it's only going to get worse over time. Right. That's just how, I mean, life, that's how life is. So you're not penalized for starting, a little early. We don't want to start it way too early if we don't have to. What I said to her, Jay Marie, was that to him and her was, and it was more focused to wife now, was when you are starting to feel a burden,
right?
That's when we really want to have the discussion. Right now, he's handling everything. He's got to, like I said, he's working, he's driving, all's well. But we do have this cloud hanging over us. And the idea is when we're starting to, I can't leave him alone as much. I do need to go to all of his appointments with him. He can't do it by himself.
Right.
That kind of stuff. And I said, you know, if someone walked in today, on today's what, December 22nd?
First.
21st?
Yes.
We would probably say to someone, Jamie, that you're looking at the beginning of spring to be where
That's
this
right.
program is really rolling.
That's correct.
So, you got to look into the future and say, hey, if I think Memorial Day, I almost definitely need help. It's a conversation we might have in the beginning of January, let's say.
That's right.
The other part of the conversation was at the end of it, because I answered all their questions, and they said, how much do I owe you? And I said, nothing.
Right.
Because we don't charge, at our firm, maybe that's a mistake, maybe we're doing it wrong. We do not charge existing clients to come in and tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Or to have a phone call.
Yeah.
I'm about to sell my house, what am I supposed to remember?
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'll remind you, we have Dan Glasser from our office who can do your closing, but besides that,
right.
There's certain nuances to that trust transaction, perhaps.
Yeah.
Your kids moved and we want new address. We don't charge for those phone calls, those emails.
I get a call and, I want to put money in the trust. Do I need to come see you? I'm like, well, I'd be happy to see you, but no, you can go to the bank and set up a trust account, right?
I mean, if you want to write something nice about us online, I'm not going to say no, but we're not going to charge you for anything.
That's
like
right.
That. And so for those listeners that are existing clients, I know many of you are, take advantage of that. Come on in every year, every 2 years, every 3 years, and just check in. Say hi.
Right.
Let us know how you're doing. Let us know how your kids are doing. You're part of the extended family.
That's right. And we're there to help you. And the sooner that we know about these things, the better we can help you.
Jamie, one of the things we mentioned in the first half was this half office. Because we are going to start seeing new clients in the Queensbury office. So.
And you need to explain the half office because people still think it's in the construction zone.
So we are building an office in an existing mixed-use building. Okay, so we're going to have a nice big space. However, while they're creating that nice big space, there is other offices in that building that we're able to access.
Sure.
So it might not be until April or May that we have a big office opening up in Queensbury, but we will start to see clients there. In fact, Jamie, Monday, I think, I was up in Queensbury with an Alzheimer's Association support group.
Oh, great.
And one of the, Lindsay from the Alzheimer's Association had reached out to us and said, hey, can you send someone up? My support group has happened to recently have a lot of questions and confusion about some estate planning and financial things. So we ran up there and answered all their questions. And out the window from the conference room we were in, I could see our new half office, soon to be full office.
So it right on Route 9 in Queensbury?
No, so it's off of Bay Street. It's about a 16th of a mile north of SUNY Adirondack. So and we'll have maps and all that stuff.
So if you're in Lake George and places like that.
You want to go to the outlets and get a trust? You could do both at the same time, same afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
It's nice.
Great.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Our universe is expanding, John.
Yeah, sure is. That's good.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Jamie, going back to this power of attorney client that you had, the one that did not have a power of attorney, going to do a guardianship. You said that they're too far gone. Can we explain to our listeners what exactly that means? Because when it comes to like wills, you only need like 10 good minutes.
Oh, right, right.
You know, your capacity doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to be able to recall everything about your life. You just need to know you want help at that moment, right? Or you want to do a will.
There's some clear cases of too far gone, and this is one of them. He was like leaving the house in the middle of the night and walking around with household appliances down the street.
Household appliances, you say?
Yeah, like not a toaster.
Are you sure?
No.
I mean, what kind of household? It wouldn't
be a vacuum.
It certainly wouldn't be an oven, Jammer. He couldn't carry an oven by himself. He would need help to move that, wouldn't he?
He would.
Could be a toaster.
Who walks around the streets at night with a kitchen appliance? Come on.
So that's unfortunate.
Unfortunately, he didn't know where he was.
He doesn't know who people are.
Doesn't know who his family is.
He wouldn't be able to say where he banks, that kind of stuff, right?
No, he would not. He was ripping up papers. I had a hard time finding some of the financial statements. Uh-huh. Yeah. Throwing them out.
Well, whoever will be guarding for him will be able to figure it all out because they'll monitor the mail and they'll start to see monthly and quarterly statements.
That's right.
The really unfortunate thing about guardianships, and for some reason our office is now filled with those kinds of cases. I think we have 5 or 6 active guardianships where there were times we had 1 or 0.
Right.
It is a thorough process where the state of New York is taking away your rights as opposed to a power of attorney where J. Marie prepares something for you where in a case of emergency, we can break glass and someone can also act for you. You don't give up any control.
Right.
And that process, it's an, you know, we need to put into evidence proof that you're incapacitated and you are supposed to be there to hear it all. It's not the greatest process in the world.
No, it's not. Right.
And for someone that doesn't know what's going on now being in a courtroom and you know, having words spoken to him from a judge and, you know, it's a difficult process.
I've even had a few times where we had the hearing in the hospital room or the nursing home room.
Really?
If they're too sick to get out. So there are extreme cases, right? But we don't want you to be that extreme, right?
Yeah, because your loved one is going to hire someone like us to be an attorney to bring the guardianship proceeding. The courts are going to appoint 2 other attorneys, one to represent your mom or your dad, or your uncle, your aunt. The other one is going to be a court evaluator who's going to file a report about what's going on. They're going to interview people. Everyone gets paid by the hour.
Yes.
And all those hours are paid for out of most of the time. The alleged incapacitated person, mom, dad, uncle, aunt. So not only is it a long process, a shoving your face into what's going on kind of process, but it's also a really expensive one.
Very expensive. All right.
John, you said we have 1 minute left.
Yeah,
I wonder if there's any music we could play for a minute.
Oh.
Let's send this out in style. I want to hear the same one.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, here we go.
If we don't talk to you guys, have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
That's right. Have a Merry White Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit HerzogLaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.